This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is what got all the boys over here on the right side up. Look at the path of that baseball. Short and sweet. You usually think of a bigger guy getting long.
And he's holding both hands on the bat the entire time. It's pure bat speed. It's pure power. It's leverage. And right now, he's got a lot of people around him.
He sure does. Give me some space.
He's got the entire Dominican Republic that's here in the stadium right there with him. And Paul Skeens as well.
O'Neal Cruz didn't win the Home Run Derby last night, but... he might have been the star of the whole thing. When he bowed out, 9 of the 10 longest home runs came off of his bat, including the longest home run in recorded human history outside of Coors Field at 513 feet. Had the hardest hit ball of the night. He was unreal. And as you heard there from the ESPN broadcast, he had guys mouth agape in awe watching his prodigious power, his greatness, his talent. And we were at the celebrity softball game at EQT Park last night. Great event. And after the game, all the celebrities, all the pro athletes are huddled in the locker room watching this dude hit mammoth bombs, and all of them were impressed. So there is no doubt that O'Neal put on a show. But what does this all mean for the rest of his season? Neil Walker joins us now to discuss. Our great friend, a wonderful human being, Neil Walker. He's brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. I mean, Neil, your jaw had to be on the floor, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised, though. I mean, anybody that's kind of around the team on a semi-regular basis and around for a lot of batting practices, you'll look down there and you'll see balls flying into the river, and you'll be like, who's that hitting? Oh, that's O'Neal again. Here you go. He's losing baseball.
You told me too, Neil. I said, this guy doesn't deserve to be there based on his home run total. And you were like, hey, man, maybe not, but just wait until you see what he does. And boy, was he impressive. I think if he does it next year, and he's probably going to keep getting asked back as long as he's not, you know, a terrible baseball player, I bet you next year he wins the thing, because I think pacing became an issue, and I think the fatigue factor is something you probably can't prepare for until you've done the thing.
Yeah, it was interesting, kind of just looking at the lineup or the roster for the Home Run Derby yesterday. You tend to think that the first year guys, to exactly to your point, don't win it because they don't know how to pace themselves to a certain degree, and I always felt like switch hitters did not have, for the most part, had harder times in home run Derby competitions. And then to see Cal Raleigh do it as the first catcher ever and also a switch hitter, that was truly amazing. I mean, between that and O'Neill Cruz, the show he put on with the home runs he hit, it was a good show. But it was hard to kind of figure out. I thought Olson might have been a dark horse because he was at home and playing in that ballpark, right center field and right field are a little more favorable than you know, for the right-handed hitters. But, man, what a show. I would have loved to have seen a go-round in the finals between Raleigh and O'Neill Cruz, but that's certainly not to take anything away from, you know, Buxton and Caminero.
I mean, the big dumper is this guy's awesome, man. And I miss the days, Neil, when you would watch the All-Star game and it would be like Bonds and Sosa and McGuire and Griffey and Tomy and Carlos Delgado 1 year. You'd look up and every single dude in the lineup would have like 30 homers. We got one guy doing it now, but it's a joy to watch. Am I an old head for saying I wish baseball was the way it used to be? Like, I would keep the pitch clock. I think that is fabulous, but I miss guys hitting 300 with regularity, Neil, and I miss the guys who would hit 30-plus bombs every year.
Yeah, there's certainly some nuances to baseball that you miss, especially if you're kind of a quote-unquote NL, National League guy with the pitchers hitting. And trust me, I was in the camp of, you know, if you didn't have to watch pitchers hit, you know, you're better off. But the strategy that comes with that is something that I definitely miss, because, you know, playing in those days, and you forget that it really wasn't that long ago. There's a different construction to your lineup. There's a different thought to how you are going to have to try to score runs. Who's hitting ace? Who's hitting first behind a pitcher? Do you pull them out in the fifth with 65 pitches, even because you got a big chance to put up a crooked number on the board? All those things are important. And to your point too, with the home run derby, I mean, you know, who wouldn't have loved to see, you know, Judge, Stanton, Ohtani,
yes.
You know, you can even throw Cruz in there. Like, I love to see that. And I think that, you know, the polar bear, I always love it when he's in there. But I think that these guys, after they do it a couple of times, they really enjoy it. But I think they also realize how taxing it is physically.
Sure.
And, you know, these guys, trust me, as much as they love being at the All-Star game, they also like that there's basically 4 or 5 days off for them going into the second half of the year. So I got to imagine, especially with how the home run derby is formatted, that some of them are like, you know, I've done this, but it's way too taxing, and I don't feel like being tired for the rest of the week because I hit, you know, 70 home runs in a 5-minute period.
Neil Walker brought to you by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage. Oil changes for life. The big topic to start our show, Neil, and I hope that this is not the case, but the question was last night as good as it's going to get for O'Neill Cruz? Is that the apex, the climax of his Pirates career? Because I think we all know, for all the wonderful things he can do on the baseball field with the exit velocity and the distance on these home runs and the speed and all that, that he has not been consistently good enough relative to his talent level. What do you think he's got to do to become a guy that's got a 240 batting average, an 800-plus OPS? Because I think if you get the batting average up just a smidge, you could be looking at that 40-plus homer guy.
Yeah, and I think that topic of discussion is polarizing. I think that when you talk about O'Neill Cruz and the actual skill set itself, it's off the charts. It's something that we haven't really seen outside of, you know, Shohei Ohtani, and you know, obviously he's in a different category as a pitcher and position player. But you know, a part of me thinks that this is kind of the bottoming out for him. I think this is, you know, we're talking about basically 2 full years plus of major league games, I believe, or just under or just over that. And that's usually when you see guys take a leap, or, you know, find struggles and realize, you know, shoot, I need to be better in some of these categories. And we've seen O'Neill Cruz at times be, you know, really good with you know, facing left-handers at times. And then we've seen him be not so good.
Yeah.
We've seen him shorten up at times and realize, you know, I don't have to take a big swing in a hitter's count to do damage. And then we've seen the opposite. We've seen the huge swing. So I think it's a combination of understanding – you know, where he fits. You know, is he a 1-2 hitter in the big leagues? Is he a 3-4-5 hitter? You know, I certainly don't look at him and think, you know, 6-9 hitter in the big leagues. So it's just such an interesting discussion because he has the ability and the talent to essentially be a middle order run producer, a guy maybe in today's day and age that you put at the top of the lineup that just wreaks havoc and,
yeah,
you know, is hitting 5 times a game. So I really don't think that he's not going to get to his full potential. But what does that look like? We've seen it in snippets, but we just haven't seen it, and to your point, from a consistent standpoint. So you really watch from month to month to see what kind of adjustments he's making. And I'm really hoping this second half of the season is good for him and it kind of catapults him into the 26th season.
And you know what's crazy, Neil, is if he could have a second half like he started the first half, he could be a 40-40 guy. I mean, he's probably going to steal 60 bases. He needs to keep getting on base. Like, it's slowed down since the OBP has gone down. But if he were to get hot even for a month like he did at the beginning of the year, we are looking at someone who could actually hit 40 homers this year.
Yeah, and that's the interesting discussion with him is, like, he's got some get-out-of-jail-free stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
his batting average is 215, 220. There's a good chance his on-base percentage is probably north of 320. You know, I always kind of look at that 100-point jump between the average to on-base percentage as a really good number. If you're you know, 90 to 100 to 120 points above your average, that's always a good sign that, number one, you're getting on base. And for a guy like O'Neill Cruz, he's going to be able to steal bases. We've seen that. Even with him not playing, you know, necessarily to his full potential, when he's getting on base, he's finding ways to get to second and even at times get to third. So, you know, when you put all that together and you think about where the bottom is for him and where potentially the top is, it's scary because, like you said, it's 40-40 potential, but where is that average? Are we talking about a 250, 260, 270 guy, or are we going to see him kind of sit around that 220, 230, 240 and try to get on base more with walks and steal and all that? So, I really hope that's not the case because I think the guy can hit. I just think from a consistency standpoint and an approach standpoint, the screws need to be tightened up just a little bit.
Neil Walker with us. And, Neil, in your career, about 70% higher OBP than batting average. So you were getting on base a ton. People know that. That's why we have you on the show every week. That and you're a super friendly guy. What do you expect to see out of Paul Skenes tonight, man? I mean, it just seems like he lives for these kind of moments. And you would like to see it get to the point where he's going to be pitching in postseason games. But this will have to do for tonight. And I think you're just going to get his absolute best. And I'm happy that Judge is hitting third this year. I know he did hit fourth last year and Skenes got to face him. But now we are guaranteed to see that matchup. And I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I mean, Paul Skenes, we're seeing this guy just take the Major League Baseball by storm. And he looks so comfortable in that environment. And you hear, you know, I've been watching the MLB Network so much in the last couple of days, and you know, they're asking guys who are you excited to meet, and like 9 out of 10 of them are saying, you know, Paul Skenes. I think Shohei Ohtani was like, I want to get a Skenes autograph, you know, and you're like, what, you know, it's incredible. But the sky's the limit for this guy, and you wonder where he can go from, you know, from here with the pitch arsenal, with the velocity. You know, it's fun to think about, but more than that, you hope he's in a Pirate uniform for a long time.
That's right. Neil, this was fun. It always is. You would have been proud of the Fan Morning Show crew yesterday in that celebrity softball game.
I heard about it.
Oh, yeah. We broke a streak. Pony was 4-0. Cam Hayward's team 4-0. You had Callis pitch a gem. He recorded a couple of assists out there playing good Greg Maddux level defense. You had Doran hit a Barry Bonds like home run, and then I was out there like Jack Wilson picking the thing, Neil.
Yeah, I talked to Callis before I get on here. It sounds like he needs a nap and a massage after yesterday's game, but I'm proud of him. I'm proud of all you guys. Way to go.
Yeah, Callis is he looks like death warmed over, and he said he feels like it too, but he put in a great effort last night. Neil, we appreciate it. Enjoy watching Skenes tonight.
Yeah, you guys as well. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy. The great Neil Walker. Neil thinks that Cruz probably won't be that guy that we all thought he could be. But Neil is fairly optimistic that he could be a more consistent player than he's been. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Jason Mackey with a really good tweet about O'Neal Cruz that might give you some optimism. We'll get into that when we come back. We'll talk about the economics of baseball, what a 2027 stoppage could look like and how it could affect the Pirates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thanks to Neil Walker for joining us in the last segment. Neil saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, O'Neal Cruz probably ain't going to be the consistent superstar that we all thought he could be, but he does look at what he's doing right now as a bottoming out and does think it'll level off. And so on the heels of last night's impressive showing by Cruz in the Home Run Derby, I asked earlier in the show, is that going to be the highlight of his Pirates career? 412-928-9370. It's also the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I, along with every single Pirates fan, would hope that that's not the apex of his career. And we had a caller in hour one say he would trade Cruz after the Home Run Derby last night. Jeff Hathorn said not only would he not trade Cruz, he would make him the highest paid Pirate in the franchise's history. And if I had to either trade him or pay him, I actually agree with Jeff. Brian Reynolds is the highest paid Pirate of all time. Signed an 8-year, $107 million deal. This season he's getting paid $13 million, which is good for 130th in all of Major League Baseball. You could pay O'Neal Cruz $100 million and he'd be the 129th highest paid player in all of baseball. They can afford that. Even Pirates fans who are driven crazy by O'Neill's relative lack of effort at times, I think you can all agree that when you look across baseball, are there 128 players you would take ahead of O'Neill Cruz? No. So that'd be well worth it. I would rather do that, keep him around for an offensively starved team, than trade him in the hopes of what? Getting more offense? Doesn't make sense to me. You're not going to find a guy. You're not going to be able to acquire a guy who's got 40 home run potential unless you're paying him a lot more than $13 million bucks a year. And I don't know that O'Neill Cruz will ever hit 40 home runs. I lean that he probably won't because of the lack of consistency. But I'm willing to wait around and find out. Jason Mackey tweets, and this is a good tweet, another comp for people who love to get mad about O'Neill Cruz. Cal Raleigh at age 26, 311 MLB games, 217 batting average, 735 OPS, 59 homers, 116 extra base hits, and a 6.7 war. Cruz at age 26, 18 more games, much higher batting average at 240, OPS 21 points higher, 3 fewer home runs, 8 more extra base hits, and a war that's pretty much the same at 6.3. Mackey goes on to say, complete player, no, but hardly a disaster. Now, here's why people are mad about Cruz, and I'm preaching to the choir here. You all understand why. It's not just that the numbers, while spectacular at times, are underwhelming on the whole. It's that there's this guy with an incredibly high ceiling that doesn't always run out every ground ball, that doesn't always throw to the right base or to the cutoff man, who, when the ball went under his glove a month or so ago, acts as if he could care about anything less in the world than chasing that baseball. It's that he's hitting 212, and because he's loafing in some senses, in some cases, you say, oh, he's not trying hard enough to get the most out of his God-given ability. Now, I think that's a fair argument. I also think he probably doesn't get enough credit for the effort he's put in to getting better as a center fielder. Greg Brown's on this station talking about it all the time. John Wehner has talked to us about it a bunch. Neil Walker has talked to us about it a bunch. He didn't want to move from shortstop to center field last year. He played shortstop his entire life, and he wasn't very good at it. And at the beginning of this year, he wasn't very good at it. But of late, with the error that I brought up previously, notwithstanding, has played a much better version of center field. And you're not going to get there without trying. So yeah, there are moments where he's lax. There are moments where it seems like his head ain't in the game. And that can't happen. That's indefensible. I am not defending it. But getting better in center field tells you that there's a work ethic there that you hope is being applied to the hitting trade, and you hope for just some semblance of consistency. Because if the guy is hitting 240, he's going to hit 40 bombs. He ain't going to do that hitting 212. Now, Mackey, at the end of that tweet, said complete player no, but hardly a disaster. That's the other thing that I would have an issue with. And Mackey and I are texting about this. I think it's a really good conversation. He needs to be better than hardly a disaster. Bob Walk, at the infancy of O'Neill Cruz's career, said that this guy's got Hall of Fame talent. That's not me saying it. A guy whose best moment of his athletic career happened last night in a celebrity softball game. That's not me saying it. Some guy who was the sixth best player on his sixth grade baseball team, and probably a smidge away from being the worst player on the team. No, that's coming from Bob Walk, who's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. So when I see O'Neill Cruz characterized as a player who's hardly a disaster, well, that's not close to good enough. So find some place to nestle between hardly a disaster and Hall of Famer, and I think Pirates fans will be dancing in the streets. Mackey obviously thinks that's possible. Neil Walker, who's forgotten more about baseball than I've ever known, he seems to think it's possible. At any rate, I'd rather pay him than trade him and try to find out. 412-928-9370. You can text us at that number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. There's a ton of people lining up to talk about this on the phone lines. We will discuss when we come back. Also, another take on Rob Manfred's comments, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, with Pat McAfee yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
O'Neal Cruz put on a hell of a show last night. Super entertaining. Was really pulling for him there at the end. But the big dumper got him. I think if Cruz is in it next year, I think he'll win. But was last night, would next year if he won it, be the pinnacle of his Pirates career? 412-928-9370. Neil Walker says no, that O'Neal's kind of bottoming out right now, but he thinks it'll level off here for him. Jason Mackey's brought up a ton of good statistics that back up that O'Neal Cruz could still wind up being the great player we all thought that he could be whenever he first set field on the PNC Park dirt. And I will agree with this one, too, from a texter here, or a tweeter here, James, @_AdamCrowley. If you get more bats around him, I bet you he hits better. I don't disagree with that. Even if Brian Reynolds were having a normal Brian Reynolds season, and you slapped him behind O'Neal Cruz, I think you're going to get more pitches to hit. I'm a big believer in batting order protection. I think it matters a great deal. I'm not sure what the analytics community thinks about it, but from a common sense standpoint, hey, you pitch around a guy, and he gets on base and another guy drives him in, that's bad for the defense, bad for the pitcher. I think it makes sense. And here's a good example. Now, Ellie De La Cruz younger than O'Neill, but I think they have similar talent skill sets. Ellie probably shouldn't be playing shortstop. Had all the same problems that O'Neill did. Tall, lanky, strong, fast. Really a five-tool player, but the fielding kind of an issue. He's hitting like 280 this year, 284, 854 OPS. He's got 18 homers. He's really rounded into that complete player. But you look at what they've got around him in the lineup, and I think that helps a ton. Austin Hayes, who could be a Pirate, making the same amount of money as Tommy Pham, he's got an 840 OPS. They have a third baseman who's got an 884 OPS. Their center fielder's got a 774 OPS, which is like Andrew McCutchen territory on the Pirates. Matt McClain, their second baseman, has 10 homers. Spencer Steer has 11. Spencer Steer over 700 OPS. Now, Ellie just might be better than Cruz. But I think if O'Neill Cruz were in the Reds lineup, he'd probably have better numbers too. So I wouldn't trade him. I think last night may have been the pinnacle of his career. But for an offensively starved organization, I think you have to just sit it out and wait. Let's go to Tommy in Ross Township. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning. I didn't watch the semi-freak show last night. I don't care about that. I care about Pirate wins.
Yep.
And I would like to know, if this guy is so great, what you could get for him on the open market, firstly. And,
well, real quick, Tommy, he ain't great. He's got the potential to be great, and those are two vastly different things. So I want to make sure you got my argument correctly. I think you could get something for him on the open market, but what are you going to do, trade hitting for hitting? You're not going to find a guy with 40 home run potential, are you?
I don't know about 40 home run potential, but I would like to see what is out there, but I'm not sure. The return would be that great if you have a player that's unmotivated. And I agree with you. The player for Cincinnati, that Cruz, is much better. And I'll close with just saying I certainly do not believe in guaranteed contracts, because I remember growing up looking at the players on the Pirates then years ago, and I just can't believe what the standard is now compared to what it was in the late 60s and 70s. I mean, this is unbelievable, dude, what I'm looking at on offense when I remember what I was looking at years ago. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I miss the game the way it used to be, too. I like the pitch clock. I think that games going quicker is something that was a necessity that Rob Manfred figured out and has been a massive upgrade in the sport. But I miss guys who just shot the ball through the right side of the infield. I miss when you look at the leaderboard and you're thinking about the batting title, and you would have 30 guys hitting over 300, and the batting champion would be Freddie Sanchez hitting 362. And you'd still have guys hitting home runs. I miss those days. I miss the pre-three true outcomes era. But we live in the three true outcomes era. And I do think that O'Neill Cruz, if he achieved at the level of his talent, could be a Kyle Schwarber that actually plays the field. And maybe way back when, you don't want a guy hitting 197 in 48 homers. But now, I think every team in baseball would sign up for one of those guys. Again, I'm not saying he'll achieve that, but I can't trade him right now and run the risk of him going elsewhere and doing that, and you are the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball, and all of us Pirates fans have to swallow that. I would rather pay him than see that happen. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I said I had another take on Rob Manfred's statement to Pat McAfee. We'll get to that to end the show. Might be a jumping off point for tomorrow's program. Social Media's Biggest Loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
The fact of the matter is, Pittsburgh's a great sports town. There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great yeah. team year in, year out, and they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win when you're sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training yeah. and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
Just having a nice chat with Starkey. That was Rob Manfred on with Pat McAfee, talking about collective balance in Major League Baseball. Folks, we're headed for a lockout, I think. 2027 will not happen. But, unfortunately, Dan Zangrilli has said this. A lot of the national talking heads have said this. The players' union is going to want that season to count for accrued service time. So there could be a lockout, and then you're going to lose Paul Skenes even a year earlier. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Would you make that trade-off? We'll probably talk about this more in depth tomorrow, and I wanted to earlier on in the show, but got carried away with calls and talking to you and having a jovial, fun time. Would you take one less year of Paul Skenes for a salary cap and a salary floor? Harry, what do you think?
I wasn't paying attention. Can you ask the question again, please?
Would you take one less year of Paul Skenes for a salary cap, salary floor?
Well, yeah, because then you're more likely to get another Paul Skenes and retain him in the future.
There will not be another Paul Skenes, but your point is well taken.
There will be somebody that's good enough to win
that you can
game.
Pay if the salary structure and the competitive balance is different. I agree with you on that.
Like when the Washington Nationals couldn't sign back Bryce Harper, but they got Patrick Corbin instead, and then they won a World Series. So
right.
You might not get the best of the best, but you can better get enough good guys
yeah,
to be able
to win. I'm not arguing with your overall point. I just think that Skenes is one of one. We're never going to see a better pitcher in franchise history. But yes, I do agree with your point, and I think it's an easy question to answer. Like, do you care more about Skenes or your favorite baseball team having a chance to be good more often? And while you'd be missing out on a year where you could maybe see Skenes do some great things for a potential playoff team, I would rather sign up for years of some sort of even playing field. Depending on where this week was going to go, I had a topic cooked up. Like, would you rather the Penguins keep Crosby for the remainder of his career or trade him and guarantee yourself Gavin McKenna? And I think they're similar conversations. Like, we all love Skenes. Now, Crosby's won 3 championships, so I almost feel dirty talking about them in the same breath, but you get what I'm saying here. If you're a true fan, you take organization, you take logo over player every time. And I love Sid, and I'll cry the day he retires, and I'll go to the jersey retirement, and I'll do all that. I'm a huge fan. We all are. But if you could guarantee me Gavin McKenna, I would take him for his career over the last 3, 4, 5, however many years it is, of Sidney Crosby. 100% I would do that. I care more about the team than I do the player, and I love Sid. It's the same thing with Skenes for me. I would give up the year of Skenes. I would lock out for 2 years. If it got you a salary cap and a salary floor. We might talk about that tomorrow when Doran rejoins us. I'm out on Thursday and Friday, so you should all be happy for your ears. Joe Starkey coming in hot next. Callis, way to battle through one today. Congratulations yet again on the celebrity softball victory.
Yeah!
You look at the box score, you see Doran Dickerson home run, you see Nicholas Harry Callis dub.
I think I only gave up one earned run. It was the home run.
Who hit the homer?
Oh, if I could remember. Jack Sawyer.
Boy, is that guy built like a you-know-what house.
I like him.
Very nice guy. Here's the thing about Jack Sawyer. I'm happy to bring him up just real quick before the end of the show. All the guys stood there after the game on the field and signed autographs, and in some cases for like 90 minutes after the game. Seriously. So all those dudes who went out there raising money for a good cause, a great cause in the Hayward House. Jack Sawyer was super popular because there were a ton of Ohio State Steelers fans there. That guy was mobbed. He signed every autograph. dripping sweat all over these kids. Shout out Jack Sawyer. And he could fold me in half like a lawn chair. But, hey, so could just about anybody listening to the show right now. Starkey's up next. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 81. It's a relatively mild, low of 71, but as always, 65% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.